This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.
I am Luke Burbank. That is Allison Stewart. And here on the BPP, we like to bring you all kinds of news, even some that maybe didn't make the varsity team.
Mm-hmm.
But it's showing a lot of promise on the field, and so we need to make a place for it, and that place is called The Ramble.
Okay, this might be a reason not to get the minister for your wedding from Craigslist. I'm just saying, nothing against Craigslist, but a couple in Portland, Oregon, they were worried their friends were really cheap and that they hadn't brought them wedding gifts. See, they'd been asking for gift cards for Home Depot because they were renovating their kitchen. And at the end of their wedding, they realized they only had 3 Home Depot gift cards. It turns out their minister, who they found on Craigslist, stole the Home Depot wedding card gift cards. Now, police were able to trace the card numbers from the gift cards. Surveillance tape showed this minister buying some tools, a little detergent. That's something we think you might just want to avoid in the future. They said they were shocked that someone would do this.
Well, the thing that was interesting was, like, after the wedding, they looked and there was only 3 gift cards.
Right.
And it's an awkward thing because you don't want to call your friends and go, did you actually give us anything?
Right.
But they had, like, something was off. Like, our friends are either super cheap or something is up. UK publication Pink News is calling the first officially gay asteroid is here. George Takei has had an asteroid officially named after him. Of course, George Takei, Mr. Sulu on Star Trek. The asteroid is called 7307 Takei, and it's located between Mars and Jupiter. He joined Star Trek creator Gene Roddenberry, co-star Nichelle Nichols, of course, who played Lieutenant Uhura. They have all had asteroids named after them. Takei was quoted as saying, "I found out about it. I wish I could do a good George Takei."
George Takei.
I found out about it. No, it's not even. I'm not even going to try it. He basically said he was blown away. It came out of the clear blue sky, just like an asteroid. And you know, there's those things you see on TV where you can name an asteroid after someone, but those ones are junk. This is the real, actual list. That's the real names of asteroids.
I'm happy for Mr. Takei. Okay, this is from Germany. It's scientists. They've invented a bedroom gadget that can save marriages across the globe. Minds out of the gutters, people. It's a computerized pillow that prevents snoring. There's a small computer attached to the pillow that detects when someone's snoring and then adjusts the air compartments inside the pillow to shift the head's position until the snorer quits it and starts breathing normally. It can also double as a neck massager, just so you know.
My friend's husband snores, and she used to make him tape a tennis ball to his back. So he couldn't, because he would only snore on his back. This is a much more high-tech solution, and one I'm surprised nobody thought of.
Every time they turn the lights down, just want to go that extra mile for you.
Oh, she did it again. Known by the New York Post as Unfitney, Britney Spears, her new single, has made a big splash on the charts. Give Me More, as anyone who watched the VMA Awards on MTV knows, came out just recently. It's posted number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles Charts. It's the highest ranking since her debut, Baby One More Time, hit the number 1 spot in 1999.
I admit, I downloaded it, had it on the gym, and I want to say Luke Burbank's doing a little chair dancing right now after mocking me for liking this song.
We're supposed to have a camera rig in here, but it's not here yet, and I think it's better for everybody if you can see my dancing.
That does it for The Ramble for October 4th.
Even when we're up against the wall, you get me in a crazy position. If you're on a mission, you got my permission.
Producers are amazing. That's all I'm going to say.